John Leonetti in the Morning is sponsored by R&R Realty Group, Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, Plaza Dental Group, and Blessman International.
John Leonetti in the Morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. Streaming online, iowacatholicradio.com and on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Thanks so much for joining me today, friends. It is Thursday, March 21st. We got a great show in store for you today. Deacon Randy Keel coming up very soon. Deacon here in the Diocese of Des Moines at Holy Trinity. Going to do a little Lectio Divina sacred reading as we comb over the first and or second reading for Sunday. Coming up at 7:15, one of my favorites, Greg Wozinski, is going to be on. He's got another project that he's just launched, so we're going to be talking to him all about that. The guy is a busy guy. Chris Magruder, co-host of Catholic Women Now, going to preview her 9 o'clock show today. Also in the second half hour, why it is that you and I should start contemplating Holy Thursday now. Oh, yeah. Holy Thursday now. You may think, well, we're just right in the middle of Lent. Well, remember, Lent always leads us somewhere, and it's, you know, not necessarily just, we're not just kind of aimlessly wandering here. We should be contemplating what it is that we want to be in the end. So we're going to be talking about that coming up in the second half hour today. All right. Mark Amadeo, news and sports weather straight from the desk of Channel 13 meteorologist Megan Selwa. Again, we will have your saint of the day coming up in the second half hour as well. We'll see what else we get to. I got some more ideas for Lent here, as well as some stuff you probably didn't know about St. Gabriel. I don't know how much we're going to be able to get to today because I know Deacon Randy and Greg, they're two solid guests. All right, let's do it. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's pray our morning offering.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Mark Amadeo, news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John. Happy Thursday to you. How are we doing out there in the Quad Cities?
Doing just fine. On my way back this morning, right after the show.
That's right. You're one day back in Iowa, and then you head out again.
That is it.
Correct. I forgot about that.
Here we are. We have made it.
whether you need it or not. So you're heading to Cleveland for the weekend, huh?
Cleveland for the weekend, and then right after, well, I fly in Friday, give the talk on Saturday morning, two talks at the men's conference, and then fly out that evening to go to Plover, Wisconsin.
Okay. Well, you keep that barnstorming tour going on because you'll get rack up all those travel miles, and at least you're in the same time zone for now.
Yes, that is very true. I will not be, though, tomorrow night for the Iowa State game. That will be Eastern Standard Time, which means it'll be 9:50 p.m. when I'm watching that game. Goodness.
That's true. That's right. Out in Cleveland, you will lose an hour. But, hey, have you got your brackets all filled out? Because today is the first day of the NCAA men's tournament. All the Iowa teams play tomorrow. But the bracket challenges, if you're doing those, I think they're due by 10:30 this morning. So have you got yours all filled out and picked, John?
I got Duke going all the way. I don't think that's much of a surprise to anyone. Yeah, I do have Iowa State in the Elite Eight, though. I'll tell you what, you know what happens where they're playing Kentucky, where they're playing any other team as we get closer. They're going to be at Hilton South. So I don't know. If we get past Ohio State, they're going to make a little run.
If they get past Ohio State, which I think they will and they should, they won't get past Houston in the second round. That's my selection.
Ooh.
How about that?
Ooh.
Yeah, Houston
okay.
will get them. I think bad matchup for Iowa
Houston's
State.
A good team. Houston is a
yes,
good team, there's no doubt. But I'll tell you this, it's going to be a close one. Yeah. This might be the year Iowa State can make a little run here. We'll see, though.
Well, if they do, John, they'll earn it because you beat Ohio State and you beat probably Houston in the second round. You get to the Sweet 16. You're exactly right. That would be a heck of a challenge, but could happen. You never know. Hey, did you know Major League Baseball had their opening day yesterday and today, but it's not here. It's over in Japan.
I did not know that.
Yeah, they're playing right now. Oakland and Seattle are kicking it off, and right now in the bottom of the seventh inning, Seattle leads Oakland 4-2, and they played yesterday. It's kind of unusual. They play two games over in Japan, and then they take a week off, and everybody else opens up a week from today with the Major League Baseball season opener a week from today here in the United States. So kind of different.
I was going to say, it's about 8 days away. That is different. I did not know that.
Yeah. And now, Ichiro Suzuki, who set all the records in Japan, then played Major League Baseball and had quite the career. They just announced he's going to retire after this game. And he just batted, and he struck out. I don't know if that's going to be his final at-bat as a career, in his career, but he's going to retire after this game, and he plays for Seattle right now. He's been there, I think, for a couple years. So, historic day, as you're going to see a Hall of Famer retire today in Major League Baseball.
He was a good one, man. I mean, my goodness. I remember when he came in.
Tremendous hitter. And he already had all those accolades, and he's fit right in with Major League Baseball. He didn't have to adjust too much. So, all right. Well, lots of stuff going on, and we'll get right to it here this morning. And from the Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwell, currently in Des Moines, mostly clear skies, 30 degrees with a northwest wind at 8 miles per hour. And today it'll be mostly sunny, beautiful day here in state of Iowa, high of 56 degrees, an opportunity to dry out. West-northwest winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight low of 33 degrees. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, dry, high of 55 for your Friday. Saturday, increasing clouds throughout the day. Showers by the afternoon, they're saying right now, high of 56 degrees. And on Sunday, rain and 58 degrees. In the news on this Thursday morning, well, Des Moines Public Works crews yesterday reopened Fleur Drive between Bell Avenue and West Martin Luther King Parkway. Fleur Drive had been flooded and closed since last week. Fleur Drive is a main road that goes through the south side of Des Moines, and it's accessed by travelers heading to and from the Des Moines International Airport. And thousands of people that drive on that stretch of road each day. Detours were put into place since last Thursday because of the flooded road. Now, Grays Lake Park and George Flagg Parkway, which are currently closed due to flooding, could reopen sometime next week. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night in AHL hockey, the Iowa Wild on the road at Tucson, and the Wild pick up a win by the score of 2-0 over Tucson Roadrunners in AHL hockey to keep their playoff hopes alive. Today, the NCAA men's basketball tournament first round games are being played, and have you got your brackets all filled out? Because first tip-off is around 11 o'clock this morning, so you have to be turned in by then if you're doing that. In the East region, right here in Des Moines, they have four games. Game one has Minnesota taking on Louisville. That'll be 11:15 tip-off at Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. That'll be followed by the second game in the East region, Bradley taking on Michigan State at 1:45, and both those games will also be televised on CBS. The late games tonight at Wells Fargo Arena here in Des Moines has the West Regional. Florida takes on Nevada at 5:50. That'll be followed by Montana taking on Michigan, and both of those games will be televised on TBS. The winners will play on Saturday at Wells Fargo Arena in the second round. And Major League Baseball got its start yesterday. Seattle defeated Oakland 9-7 in Tokyo, Japan. And currently, Seattle and Oakland are playing game two of that series. And in the seventh inning, Seattle leads Oakland 4-2. That game currently being televised on ESPN. The rest of the Major League Baseball teams will open up their season next Thursday. Today, there's no Dowling Catholic varsity sports or activities scheduled. And once again, from the WHO-TV Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently in Des Moines, mostly clear skies, 30 degrees. With a northwest wind at 8 miles per hour. And today it'll be mostly sunny and dry, high of 56 degrees with west-northwest winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Thursday morning. John Leonetti Show. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy Medical Center, and R&R Realty Group. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com.
Well, I hope you're all having a good Thursday morning already. Up and at 'em, ready to go, attack the day as usual. We just appreciate you listening in. And hopefully this show can just be another part of your day to be able to help grow in your relationship with who is most important in our lives, and that is Almighty God. Deacon Randy Keel can help us with that right now. Deacon Randy, good morning.
We are going to talk about not only who, but the great I Am this morning.
I'm ready. I'm ready. So I assume we're going with the Old Testament reading first.
Absolutely. There's no way I could risk not taking a chance to elaborate on the story of Moses and the burning bush from Exodus 3. You guys, I just want you to picture with me. You know, we're 2 days into this new season of spring, so it's not very far back that we have to hearken to possibly an image of kicking back, our feet up next to the fireplace, cozy by the fire. And we have a very tamed fire in front of us that's going to warm us and help us to establish a sense of, oh, the coziness of home. You know, what a beautiful imagery of what we have during the winter. Not necessarily that we get to experience this that often. Perhaps we were out snowblowing a little too often. But I want to bring this image to what Moses went through out in the desert with the Lord God, his Father. Think with me.
I feel like we could spend 6 months on this, by the way, Deacon.
Oh, it's massive. I have like four directions of which way I'm going to go, but I don't like to split my personality that far.
Well, let's do it.
So what I focused on here is thinking about when he saw the fire consuming this bush, but not consuming the bush. It was a wildfire, but it was tame. It scared him, but it drew him. He had all these ambivalent reactions, and he saw God in a dual form. And notice later we have God saying, I am that I am. I am, I am, I am. He both reveals and he hides. Then God drew him near the bush, said, come near, take off your sandals, for you stand on holy ground. What happened here for Moses was tremendous. Moses was an exile. He was a foreigner. He was an outcast. He had been rejected by the Midianites. He had been kicked out of Egypt. He had been driven away by his stepbrother Ramses, the Pharaoh. He belonged nowhere. For God to say, take off your sandals, stand here at the foot of the mountain. At the foot of the mountain, a mountaintop in the Hebrew tradition was commonly known as a place of the divine. So God came down the mountain to the bottom mountain, met him there with his presence with the fire, tamed and wild at the same time, consuming but not burning, and said, you're home. Stand here with me, Moses. You are home. And then now being home, here's some, isn't that beautiful?
Fire not consuming the bush is something that I've often reflected on, and I've read different theological commentaries on this. And one of them, I think that's my favorite, is, you know, we in a lot of ways see God as a competitor with us, Deacon. And here, God is very clearly helping us see that his fire, when it catches onto us, it does not destroy us. It doesn't, you know, take away everything that we are or have, maybe the gifts that we have, but rather it illuminates it. You know, the glory of God is a human person fully alive, Irenaeus said. So God's fire only allows us to be more who we are.
And we often see fire as a place that destroys a home, but this fire drew Moses home. It gave him a place of home right there at the foot of the mountain. So then he goes on to say, here's some instructions that I want you to do, but who shall I say sent me? And he said, I'm the very breath of life. With the name Yahweh, he said, that's just the very breath of life. That's the sound of the breath coming out of the, exiting the body, the chest cavity, and the lungs. Yahweh, I am that I am. And later, as the book of Exodus goes on, he continues on elaborating further in the book than we'll see this Sunday, all the different dimensions of who he is as God, all the way as we would get all the way over to chapter 4, seeing that he would say, I will who I will be. Later he defines. Now think of that. I will who I will be. Now when we are praying the Lord's Prayer on Sunday, we say, thy will be done. Let's realize that we are saying the very breath of life is here and we are home. We are in sanctuary. We are at the foot of Mount Horeb, which was also Mount Sinai. We are at the place of the burning, but not the consumed. We are home. with the very breath of life, the incarnate, the one, not just the God of our fathers, but the very breath of what began the creation of Adam and Eve.
Here it is. I'll tell you what, man, and there is so much more we could get into this, but this is just the beginning, and, you know, this is a good one. I know there are many different Bible studies that are out there. This is one that most Bible studies, at least that I've been a part of, really tackle, because it's that important, especially to the Jewish people here. Right here, Exodus 3, God reveals his name, and to the Jewish people, that this is his essence. This is everything of who God reveals himself to be. You look at the greatest of theologians. Go ahead.
My prayer for everyone listening is that as we listen to the readings on Sunday morning, we don't just endure them as something to get past, but then we take them, we reflect with them, and we listen to the Holy Spirit ministry inside some reflective prayer that comes on. And the messages are inexhaustible of what we receive from the Word of God.
Mm-hmm. Deacon Randy, would you give us your blessing this morning?
And in the name of the Almighty God, the Father, the very breath of life, I pray for his blessings to come upon you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen. Deacon Randy Keel, every Thursday morning, friends, thanks so much for coming on this morning.
Thank you, John.
We'll talk to you soon. Coming up, we are going to be talking to Greg Wozinski right after the break, faithinreallife.com. He's got a new video series up, and anything Greg does is just good stuff. So looking forward to seeing him tomorrow, but also talking to him this morning. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning, right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. It's Thursday, March 21st. And a big thanks to Plaza Dental Group for underwriting this show. Dr. Stephanie Mohan, she is a devoted parishioner out there to St. Francis. She is just a woman that has worked hard her whole life, and in addition to that, really tried to do her best to raise her family Catholic. And her son, I'll tell you what, her oldest son, he takes his faith about as serious as it gets. His confirmation sponsor, he's in college now, he's working hard for the faith. This is just a good, wholesome family, and she has a few different businesses, of dental businesses, excuse me, and offices all throughout central Iowa. One right there in Ames, a couple in central Iowa there in Urbandale, and one out there in West Des Moines. She is doing an incredible job. I want to thank her for being able to support us and for helping us here at Iowa Catholic Radio. She is someone that sees the value in Catholic Radio. She tells me that all the time. Dr. Stephanie Mohan, PlazaDentalGroup.com. That's DMSmiles.com.
Thank you, Bless Me International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessment International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmentinternational.org. That's blessmentinternational.org.
Looking for a family doctor? Vitae Family Cares physician Greg McKernan, a DO, has practiced for 27 years, seeing patients of all ages. Vitae is Latin for life, and as a pro-life physician, Dr. McKernan is certified in NAPRO technology. Located at 50th and I-235 in West Des Moines, VitaeFamilyCare.com.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Hey friends, John Leonetti here, and I want to thank Plaza Dental Group for underwriting my show. Plaza Dental Group makes their patients feel comfortable and right at home, like one of the family. Catholic-owned, they offer cosmetic dentistry and implants, six-month smiles, and Invisalign, an alternative to traditional braces, along with mercury-free dentistry. Plaza Dental Group, comfortable dentistry. 515-344-3523. Online at dmsmiles.com.
Hi, this is Marty McDonald with McDonald Imaging Solutions. It's been my joy to support Iowa Catholic Radio's new event tents and the Pope on a Stick fan used at the Iowa State Fair. McDonald Imaging Solutions, building brands, attracting new customers. McDonaldImagingSolutions.com.
Thanks for being a part of the show today, and a big thanks also to Blessman International for underwriting the show, fostering food security for different families in South Africa, offering dignity through sanitation devices, They are feeding 12,000 meals a week. They've partnered with us here at Iowa Catholic Radio, and we can't thank them enough. BlessmanInternational.org. That's BlessmanInternational.org. Let's go to our next guest of the day. Faith in Real Life is where you can find them. FaithInRealLife.com. Author, speaker, Greg Wozinski joins me. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning. And I want to ask a question. So did your last commercial say that there's a Pope on a stick at the Iowa State Fair?
Yes, we had the Pope on a stick, which means Pope Francis, his face was on a fan. Have you ever been to the Iowa State Fair?
No, they don't invite me to Iowa.
Oh, okay. Well, we feel like that's an issue we need to tackle here. The Iowa State Fair, Rolling Stone, a number of years ago, rated it the number two place you have to visit before you die in the United States. Vegas was number one, and the Iowa State Fair was number two. So you need to go.
All right. I'm coming to the Leonetti's, and then we're going to,
We're going to the room at our house. You have a room there. Listen, the slick new website, man. I love it.
Yeah, we're excited. You know, always the dream when we were called into ministry was always to be able to share not only my message, but to be able to share a message across different voices and to reach people wherever they were or wherever they are on their faith journey. And in this new website redesign, we're using different collaborators, different evangelizers, and really trying to reach the pain point of the user who might be struggling with depression or children who've drifted away from the church or whatever it might be. And they can search the video and audio library simply by, you know, picking the category that they want.
Mm-hmm. You got a lot of videos up here as well. And as you said, you're really kind of introducing people to many different voices that are out there to help people just take another step in their walk with Christ. Let's talk about the video series. I mean, how many video series do you have here? Do you got a couple, it looks like?
So the three different video series posted on there right now is Faith 180, which are 3-minute segments that get posted all the time. We have the So Let Me Ask You television show, which we just did 6 pilot episodes for this year. The first 4 have been released. Those are 25-minute interviews with different celebrities. And then right now we have the Lenten video series Side by Side, which is a daily video series that I thought it would be a good idea to record every day. And it's quite the task, let me tell you.
Who's the most interesting interview you've ever interviewed in this series?
I would have to say Joe Esterhaus. You know, Joe was the writer of movies such as Basic Instinct and Jagged Edge and Sliver and Showgirls. And Joe had a huge conversion to the Catholic faith after he left Hollywood. He left Hollywood because it was destroying him as a person and as a family. And Joe is now a daily mass goer. He prays the rosary every day, and he's repenting continuously for the media that he put out that corrupted many minds. But a fascinating human being and one of the most faithful people I've met.
That is fascinating, man. I mean, yeah. You listen to those movies and you think the person behind that, might not have been a stand-up dude, but now he's turned his life completely around.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's what people need to know. You know, my goal is always to understand that if you've fallen away from the church, if you've fallen away from Christ, if you're suffering from addiction, there's an opportunity for you to come back. If you're struggling as a father, if you're struggling as a woman of Christ just to live in joy and courage, there's always a chance to start over. And so we just try to produce anything that we can to help people understand that.
It's so easy to beat ourselves up with the past, though, man. It's so easy.
I'm the worst. I mean, I can forgive other people. I struggle with forgiving myself.
Isn't that the way it works? I mean, we are so sometimes good at forgiving others, and sometimes we're not, but the person that most of the time is the hardest to forgive is the one we look right back in the mirror.
Yeah, and you know, I would invite anybody struggling with that today. The beautiful image that I always think of is the woman who sat at the feet of Jesus and wiped her oils over his feet with her hair. And she said nothing. She gave everything. And that was enough for him to forgive her. So if you're struggling in that moment, just imagine placing it at the feet of Jesus and let God be God and heal you in a way that you didn't think was possible.
So people want to get plugged into Faith in Real Life. What's the first step, or where do they go? I mean, they go to faithinreallife.com, but what would you really plug them into first?
Yeah, I would say, you know, on the front page, you have some featured videos. Those are just some of the newest things that we've put out. We'll be adding about 20 new videos over the next 3 weeks. So we'll be up to about 60 different videos that a user can watch. But if you like videos, go to the top. There's a video menu. If you'd rather listen to our podcast, The Truth Be Told Catholic Podcast, that's on there under audio. Or if you just want 1 minute inspiration, we have Faith in Real Life Moments. So yeah, click around. You can't really get lost in there. And, if you really like what you see and you want to donate to what we're doing, there's a tab for that too. We're keeping all of our content free because I don't believe people should pay for the gospel. And that's the way that we change lives, by those who can tithe and take care of us.
YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, they're all over the place. Faithinreallife.com is where you can find Greg Wazinski and his team and the great work they continue to do, man. Awesome stuff, Greg. You never
Thanks,
cease
brother.
To impress me. You're a worker for
hey,
the Lord.
Every day. Every day.
Every day. All right. We'll talk to you soon. I'll see you tomorrow. Don't be late, all right?
Be well. I'll talk to you soon.
Greg's picking me up from the airport tomorrow. So just in the afternoon, looking forward to seeing him and their team that they've got going on there at the men's conference. Goodness, I've heard phenomenal things about this conference. I think they've got over 550 guys from what I've heard last doing this thing. So offer a prayer for us. Men's conferences are some of my favorite things to be able to speak at, and you just see the faith there. You know, you get a bunch of guys in the same room, and you know, there's brokenness, but also there's great healing that can take place. And speaking of men's conferences, we've got one coming up here very soon in the Diocese of Des Moines. You can go to iowacatholicradio.com. You just scroll over events. I want every man that's listening right now to be able to do their best to attend this conference in Des Moines. This is it's one of those, I think, game changers for the faith. For some, it's been a life-changing event. It's March 30th, begins at 8 o'clock, ends at 3. So, I mean, you're in, you're out. You know, it's not the entire day, but we just got about 9 days at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church is where it's going to be. You're going to have Deacon Harold Burke Sivers. You're going to have Deacon Randy. Those two are just phenomenal speakers. Deacon Tom Bradley is going to emcee the whole thing. So, I hope you can make it. If you're a man in the Diocese of Des Moines, March 30th, iowacatholicradio.com/events. I believe we have Chris Magruder, co-host of Catholic Women Now. Do we have her yet?
Still trying to get a hold of her, John. Be right with you.
Well, we'll try to get her in the second half hour. How about that? We'll go to a break right now. All right. More coming up here in the second half hour. We're going to talk about Holy Thursday. Yes, right in the middle of this Lent and how it is that we are moving towards there and why it is that we should probably contemplate a little bit more about where it is that we are moving towards. Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and ultimately Easter Sunday. You know, we die with Christ in order to rise with him. It's not just a matter of dying with Christ. If it ended there, none of us would be Christians today. Christ Jesus rose from the dead. He defeated it. But the beautiful part about this story is he asked us to rise with him as well. We'll have all that for you coming up. A little meditatio here on the show. Don't go anywhere. March 21st, it's a Thursday. Big thanks to Dean Bell. Dean always brings his teams with him to do the job and to make sure it's done well. What's the job I'm talking about? Well, you guessed it, residential re-roofs and light commercial jobs all throughout Central Iowa. Dean has been roofing in Central Iowa now for 30 years. He's never put his name behind anything in advertising or underwriting, but he decided to put it behind this show. He decided to help us here at Iowa Catholic Radio, and he just renewed for another year. We can't thank him enough. Dean Bell, 515-963-4494, residential re-roofs. You got your pen and paper? 963-4494.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried, and from the netherworld, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames. Abraham replied, My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours, or from your side to ours. He said, Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment. But Abraham replied, They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them. He said, Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent. Then Abraham said, If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus tells this parable as a reminder to the Pharisees that there is life after death, a concept with which they generally didn't struggle, but then he challenges their thinking that adversity is a punishment for sin. It also illustrates the reality of heaven and hell and the impossibility of movement from one to the other. Notice that Jesus doesn't condemn the wealth of the rich man. He's critical of the man's attitude, which enabled the wealth to blind him to Lazarus's plight. Hence, it's another reminder that the sin comes not from outside the person, but from the heart.
At Golden Rule, you already know we obey the rules to live by. We know that there are no medals for providing outstanding customer service. It's just what you do when your customers are like family. That's why we provide state-of-the-art training for all of our employees. From customer service to routine maintenance and new equipment, you can always count on Golden Rule. And by taking care of our family, we can take better care of yours. I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it. Online at GoldenRulePHC.com.
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776.
Oh God, you're my deliverer.
Thanks for joining me today, friends, here on this Thursday, March 21st. Appreciate you being a part of the show today. Coming up on the show, we are going to be talking about reasons you and I should be looking towards Holy Thursday now and contemplating that. Holy Thursday is a powerful day in the life of the church. We're going to talk about it coming up in just a little bit and reasons we should start be thinking about it right now. You know, sometimes we just feel like we're right in the middle of Lent. Lent is not just for Lent's sake. Lent is to catapult us into the greatest feast in the life of the church, and that is Easter. But there's also a short time there on the church's calendar, the shortest season of the church's calendar, that is the Triduum. And the Triduum is a good pass-through, and we'll talk about why that is and what it is coming up in the second half hour here. All right, we'll have Chris Magruder after the Saint of the Day as well. Mark Amadeo, news and sports and weather straight from the desk of Channel 13 meteorologist Megan Sewell. Let's get right to it. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's pray our morning offering.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today, so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus in the church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Mark Amadeo, news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Well, let's say you're not a big basketball fan, Mark. Don't go downtown.
I think a lot of people are heading downtown.
I think there's a lot, too. It's going to be insane down there. And how good is this for Des Moines?
Well, it's awesome. I mean, to get to host an NCAA tournament weekend is phenomenal. Greg Edwards and the folks at the Greater Des Moines Business Bureau have done a great job marketing. This is the second one they've had, John, and they did it so good the first time, they're going to do it again.
I've got friends that are going to be down at those games today. I wish I could go to a game. I mean, if someone was able to give, a free ticket or something like that, people can go. But most people aren't even able to afford these games. I think they price them so high for the corporations to be able to buy them and give them away. But it's expensive. They're going to be making some money down there on this game.
No question about it. The folks that have tickets, they paid a pretty good price. Now, the thing is, John, with four games in Des Moines today beginning at 11:15, the losers will be selling their tickets. I'm sure the losing teams, rather, will be selling their tickets. So Saturday's an opportunity for folks to head down there for the second round. But in the meantime, Nolan Plaza, or Coles Commons, as it's called, right across the Civic Center, they've got a big tent, and they're going to have TVs going. So there'll be a lot of free stuff outside, but you're going to pay to get inside at Wells Fargo Arena.
Mm-hmm. There's just no way you're going to find a hotel room down there. And like I said, if you don't like a lot of traffic, if you don't like basketball and you don't like excitement, stay home.
Yeah. Well, there's going to certainly be a lot of that going on downtown. I just work a few blocks from there, so we're going to be pretty busy. And how exciting for Des Moines to be one of those first and second round sites. That doesn't happen very often. Only the second time this has happened with the NCAA men. Now, they've hosted the women's before, but never the men, or the second time for the men.
Yep. This will be a big one.
Now, John, a very touching moment going on right now. If you're watching ESPN, and folks, obviously if you're driving, you can't, but if you're home, Ichiro Suzuki has just announced he's going to retire. He played two games to start the season, and now he's retired, and they're having a standing ovation for him in Tokyo, Japan, in the Tokyo Dome, as he's been taken out of the lineup, and it is a very touching moment for Major League Baseball to see a legend retire and play his final game, and not a lot of folks get to do that the way he's doing it, and he's being recognized now between innings as Major League Baseball had their season opener yesterday and today in Japan.
It ended where it began.
Yeah, that's well scripted. He was signed with the Mariners to play this year, but then he just announced during the game that started this morning about 4 o'clock here, Iowa time, that this was going to be his last game, so he's going to retire after this game, and they're giving him a send-off right now. Very touching moment. And last report, it was Seattle leading Oakland 4-2 in the seventh inning over there at Tokyo, and that is unusual. They have two teams go over to Japan, play two games, and then take a week off, and then the season opener officially begins next Thursday here in the United States. So Major League Baseball doing it right, and this is a touching moment on the TV right now.
What a career.
Yes, it is. All right. So you have safe travels. You're traveling today, going from one town to another. You're going from the Quad Cities over to where? Cleveland?
No, well, Quad Cities to Des Moines, and then Des Moines tomorrow to Cleveland. Wisconsin,
oh,
Arlington,
right.
And then continuing on from there, then New York.
Okay. Are you going to get some basketball in this afternoon?
I'm going to try. I'm going to see if I can make it back. It's only about a 2-hour, 45-minute jaunt, so I'll try to make it. If I get enough time, I'm going to head over for an hour of basketball.
That sounds good. And I hear you were kind of making sure your Uber driver was going to pick you up in Cleveland on later on this week. That last guest of yours, I see you're trying to make Uber arrangements.
Well, he's not getting a tip, I'll tell you that.
I'm sure he'll have one for you, John.
I'm sure he will.
All right. Let's get right to it. Right now from the WHO TV Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa. Currently in Des Moines, mostly clear skies, 30 degrees with a northwest wind at 8 miles per hour as you wake up on this Thursday, March 21st. And today it'll be mostly sunny skies here in central Iowa and dry. High of 56 degrees. West northwest winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight low of 33 degrees. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, dry, high of 55 degrees for your Friday. Saturday, we'll see increase in clouds, showers by the afternoon, a high of 56 degrees. And Sunday, cloudy skies, rain, high of 58 degrees. And for your Sunday. Well, right now in the news on your Thursday morning, well, Des Moines Public Works crews reopened Fleur Drive yesterday between Bell Avenue and West Martin Luther King Jr. Parkway. Fleur Drive has been flooded and closed since last week. Now, Fleur Drive is a main road that goes through the south side of Des Moines, and it's accessed by travelers heading to and from the Des Moines International Airport. Thousands of people drive in that stretch of road each day, and detours were put into place last Thursday because of the flooded road. Now, Grays Lake Park and George Flagg Parkway are currently closed due to the flooding and could reopen sometime next week. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. And last night in AHL hockey, the Iowa Wild keeping their playoff hopes alive on the road at Tucson, Arizona last night. The Wild shut out Tucson 2-0. And today in NCAA men's basketball, first round games. Have your brackets done. If you're going to play in an NCAA bracket, you got to have it filled out by about 10:30 this morning as first round games begin here in Des Moines at 11:15. It'll have Minnesota taking on Louisville. That'll be followed by Bradley taking on Michigan State, and that is part of the East region. And then later on this afternoon, the West region games has Florida taking on Nevada at 5:50 and, Montana taking on Michigan at 8:20. Those are all of the games that will be played in the Des Moines region beginning this morning. And, of course, the winners will continue to play on Saturday at Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines in second-round games. Major League Baseball got their season started yesterday. Seattle and Oakland out in Tokyo, Japan, and Seattle defeated Oakland 9-7 yesterday. Well, this morning they got their action underway, and Seattle leads Oakland 4-2 in the eighth inning. That game is currently being televised on ESPN. The regular Major League Baseball season open for the rest of the teams is next Thursday. Well, today there's no Dowling Catholic varsity sports or activities scheduled. And right now from the Channel 13 weather desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently in Des Moines, we have mostly clear skies, 30 degrees with a northwest wind at 8 miles per hour. And today it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 56 degrees here in central Iowa. West-northwest winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Thursday morning. John Leonetti Show. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports, our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities, is sponsored in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and the Catholic Tuition Organization. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM. And streaming at iowacatholicradio.com.
Let's go to your saint of the day.
This is your saint of the day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Well, the church needed a witness of poverty and humility, and they found it in this man. Today we celebrate Blessed John of Parma. He was a philosophy professor known for his piety when he came to the conclusion that God was calling him to be a Franciscan. He left his teaching post and became a friar. When the Pope called a general council in Lyons, France, John was sent to represent the Franciscans. Meeting John left a deep impression on Pope Innocent IV, and when the time came for a new minister general of the Franciscans to be elected, you guessed it, Pope Innocent held John up as the man for the job. The Franciscans agreed to John's leadership, and he became the seventh minister general. He traveled to every Franciscan monastery in existence, on foot. At times, the brothers would not recognize him, and he would stay to test the true spirit of the brothers. John called the order back to its roots, to its identity as an order of poverty and humility. We ask today, Blessed John of Parma to pray for us. Now, he still needs a miracle, one miracle, to be canonized a saint. He's a good one. Big thanks to Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, for underwriting our saint of the day. Every weekday morning, Deacon Stephen Reed puts his name behind our saint of the day, and we appreciate it. Just a good man, experienced in wills and estate planning for your family. He makes it easy on your family because he does all the work for your family. 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776. Let's go to Chris Magruder. Well, hello there, Chris.
Good morning. How are you, John?
I'm doing just fine this morning. What's new in your world?
Well, not much. We have Taylor Hawkins coming on at 9 o'clock this morning. She's coordinator of elementary faith formation at St. Cecilia's in Ames. And she's going to be received this fall into the Marian Sisters of the Diocese of Lincoln, Nebraska. They've got so many great things happening over there in the Catholic Church. But she's going to tell us about her journey into religious life, because it just seems so uncommon for us. I mean, we hear about our young men in our seminary and so many times, but we don't always hear a whole lot about the women who are in joining holy orders and joining the convent. So we're going to hear from her and, you know, kind of the things that scared her and the things that drew her in, and just a little bit about her journey. And we're also going to, she's going to tell us a little bit about the Laboree Society, who has helped her financially through this, which is a way a lot of people can get their bills paid when they go into the convent or into the seminary. So, yeah.
Religious sisters are the backbone of the church, friends. And to hear their vocation stories is always a little bit inspiring, at least for me.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I love listening to them. And they're all so different, too. So, Chris Magruder, co-host of Catholic Women Now, along with Julie Nelson. That's going to be at 9 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the evening. If you miss it, you can check it out on iowacatholicradio.com. All the shows are podcasted up there. Talk to you soon, Chris. Thanks for coming on.
Safe travels, John.
All right. Coming up right after the break, we're going to talk about Holy Thursday. Do a little meditatio, a little meditation on Holy Thursday this morning, and why it is that you and I should be thinking about it, yes, right now, right in the middle of Lent. Don't go anywhere. John Linetti in the morning. It is 7:45. And a big thanks to R&R Realty for underwriting the show. Since 1985, they have been producing and have been a force in Iowa's real estate market. Yes, they have been a force. Now, when I say force, I mean they're one of the biggest and one of the best. Cost-effective facility and property management service is something that they offer. Staff knowledge and experience is something they offer. Buying power, effective vendor management, facility budgeting and accounting, 24-hour service to many of their different clients all around central Iowa. I told you, a force, 1985. RRRealty.com, thank you for underwriting the show. And all you do to help us here at Iowa Catholic Radio, that is RRRealty.com. Your Diocesan Minute is right now.
Your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Thursday, March 21st. I'm Kelly Mester-Collins. If you're looking to strengthen your marriage, then check out The Third Option, which meets the first and third Mondays of each month from 7 to 9 p.m. at Mercy College, which is located at 6th Avenue in downtown Des Moines. The Third Option is an ongoing support group for marriages, which is built upon 14 skill-based workshops. They help couples develop better understanding, sensitivity, and trust. For more information, call the diocese and ask for Adam. Tune in the Heartland with Bishop Hates tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Bishop Hates will be visiting with Dr. Tracy Bonday, Superintendent of Schools for the Diocese of Des Moines, and Dr. Jerry Deegan of the Blue Ribbon Task Force to talk more about the recent school summit and the plans moving forward to strengthen our Catholic schools. That's tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. The Iowa Catholic Men's Conference is just a little over 1 week away. Men plan on attending this event featuring top-notch speakers. The event kicks off with Mass at 8 a.m., celebrated by Bishop Hates, followed by the speakers. Lunch is included. Learn more at iowacatholicradio.com/events. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mester-Collins.
Support for programming of Catholic Women Now partially provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Cindy Schulte on the web at cindyschulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Thank you to Clean It for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Clean It, your solution to a cleaner life. Spring cleaning, window cleaning, Clean It will customize their service to meet your cleaning needs and family budget. Clean It specializes in detail cleaning. Clean It is a locally owned residential and commercial cleaning company. Live a cleaner life with Clean It, available 24 hours a day, 515-508-1214, or Clean It, the number 4, the letter U.com. CLEANIT, the number 4, the letter U.com. Clean It, your solution to a cleaner life.
We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit. And he's
thanks for being a part of the show today, friends, here on this Thursday, March 21st. Just a couple more Thursdays, a few more Thursdays, until we head into Holy Thursday. Until we head into the church's shortest liturgical season, which is the Triduum. And the Triduum then, of course, is, again, as we said, the church's shortest liturgical season, but one of the most powerful, one of the most holy seasons in the life of the church, catapulting us all the way to Easter. Now, Easter, if you remember or know, is the highest feast day in the church's calendar. The highest feast day. Why? Because it's on Easter that we are both reminded, but also know that that's going to be us someday. that insofar as we die with Christ, we rise with him. That his story becomes our story as well. You know, Jesus very clearly instructs us, if you want to come after me, if you want to be my disciple, the very grounds of discipleship is to take up our cross daily and follow him. I'm going to go first, he says. I'm going to go first, but you're going to follow me with that cross. What's he saying there? Well, they all knew. That's why many left. You're going to die with me. And if you die with me, you're going to rise. In a very real way, friends, this is why, and I love reading the martyrs' stories. This is why you see in many different martyrs' stories, them mocking their executioners. You know, the little jabs that they took. St. Lawrence, you know, turn me over, I'm done on this side, as he was being roasted alive. St. Sebastian, you know, he was executed. They thought he was dead from the bow and arrows, but he actually wasn't. He survived it. And, you know, any of us are going to go the other way. Thank you, God, you spared my life. It's a miracle. What does St. Sebastian do? He goes back to the emperor. He crawls back, hides behind a tree. Emperor comes home. Surprise! Here I am. You thought you killed me. Convert. Change your life over to Jesus. And then the emperor had his guards come out and beat him to death. You know, I mean, just mocking. Like, what are you going to do? Kill me? Okay, fine. You're going to kill me. But I'll tell you what, there's something greater. There's something greater here. And that is Christ Jesus. That is God. Change your life. You know, that's why I enjoy reading the lives of the saints. I enjoy reading the martyrs in a very real way. They didn't see death as something that was, you know, something to be feared like many of us do. You know, the number two biggest fear in people's life from a study I was reading a while ago is death. Number one is actually public speaking. So people would rather die than speak in public, which I find kind of humorous. But number one is public speaking. Number two is death. You know, we are very fearful of our death. Very scared of it. The saints flip the script. You know, the saints, that in them, there isn't that kind of fear. Now, of course, they're human. So there might be, you know, many that struggled the same way that we did. But most of the saints that I read about, at least, it wasn't something to be scared of. It was the ultimate reminder of where it is we're going to go. It was the doorway to heaven, to eternal life. So what starts the Triduum is Holy Thursday. And I think, friends, there was a great piece that was done by Laura Hensley, and she kind of walks us through just a few reasons on why and how it is that we can meditate on this important day and why it's so important. And she gives four. Number one, because here we find the breaking of the bread. You know, in Christ's lifetime, she says, there were those who didn't believe Jesus was who he said he was. They heard Jesus teach in the temples, witnessed his miracles, and even saw how he changed the people of faith. He changed them. But when he told them, you must eat, you must gnaw, you must munch on his flesh and drink his blood in order to have eternal life, many disciples turned away. That's an eerie line for me in the Bible, by the way. You read that line, it's eerie. John 6:66, and many of his disciples returned to their former way of living. You know, they saw it all. They saw the miracles. They walked with him. They saw him raise Lazarus from the dead. They saw him heal the blind man. They saw him or heard about him walking on water. And many of his disciples returned to their former way of living. You know, and that's not just that. It's easy to point our fingers. Look what they did. You know, but they got it wrong. What about us? What about our faith? See, this, again, is a good thing to take a little spiritual inventory of in our life, especially this Lent. Are we walking with them? Are we turning our back on them? And every day we have that decision. Every single day. This isn't a one-time decision that we make in our life. Just like marriage isn't a one-time decision. Any relationship requires daily commitment. Daily commitment to walk with our Lord. We're reminded also, Laura says, of our holy priest. I love it. You know, we not only receive the gift of Jesus in the Eucharist, she says, on Holy Thursday, but we also receive the gift of our priests. That's a beautiful thing. I was talking to a priest here yesterday as we were going to dinner about the beauty of the priesthood. You know, and I said, I feel like I'm able to give a little bit more credibility to it now that I'm a layman than if I was a priest. You know, some priests, if they preach on the priesthood, they might be looked at as arrogant. I hate that. I don't like that. the fact that people would perceive it that way, but it's just kind of the world we live in. That's why I love to preach on the theology of the priesthood. I love to speak on that, the beauty, the vocation of the priesthood. And as a layman, people say, well, my goodness, you talk about this in, you know, these glowing terms. Well, it is. You know, they represent, they foreshadow what it is and how it is we are going to be in eternal life. You know, in persona Christi Capitis, the very person of Jesus Christ the head, those very beautiful moments, the authority they have to be able to call down the Spirit. You know, it's just, it's something that I love to think about. I love to read the different popes' letters to his priests. John Paul II, I believe, started that tradition. Benedict XVI followed it, and Pope Francis has followed that, a letter to priests of the world and who it is that they are. And certainly not ones to be served, but ones to serve. They lay down their life for us. She talks about our own commission. Holy Thursday is a good reminder of our own commission in everyday life to go and serve others. And finally, she talks about the Blessed Mother here. From the beginning of the gospel, she says, Mary became a tabernacle for Jesus with her fiat. She kept him hidden under her mantle until she sent him out to the wedding at Cana. And the Virgin is our mother who was granted the privilege of bearing her son a second time, she said. And we find that in Holy Communion. So there's a few ways for us to be able to think and meditate and pray on Holy Thursday right here in the middle of Lent. Got to know where we're going if we're going to make this journey work. Thanks for tuning in today, friends, here on this Thursday. Gene Wells in for me tomorrow as I'll be traveling out. Be back with you live from Plover, Wisconsin on Monday. Deacon Tony Valdez, would you give us your blessing?
May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us to protect us and bring us to his everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. I am John Leonetti, everyone. Be confident in Christ's mercy and his love today.
In this worn and weary land where many a dream has died, like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you known. We lift your name on high. Shine like the sun, make darkness run and hide. We know we were made for so much more than ordinary life. It's time for us to more than just our Father's heart.
John Leonetti in the Morning is sponsored by R&R Realty Group, Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, Plaza Dental Group, and Blessman International.